You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about slaying the naysayers. There will be inevitably contrarians that don't support or understand your dream. And that's okay. It's not their dream, it's yours. Today, we're talking about giving up. When you feel like giving up, what do you do? It's possible that you've been doing all the right things with little or nothing to show for it. Results are taking longer to materialize. Do you feel that you should be farther along in your progress? Find some comfort in the fact that every legend has felt the same way. Can you imagine Michael Jordan being cut from his high school basketball team? I mean, seriously, how about Walt Disney being told that he had no artistic talent? Elvis Presley was booed off of the Grand Ole Opry stage. How about if he had given up after that? Recent research from the University of Washington is exploring a chemical reaction that occurs in the brain when we want to give up. In the VTA area of the brain, a group of neurons suppress one of our naturally occurring happy chemicals, dopamine, when we work hard towards something and do not get the intended result. The nociceptin is what they are specifically looking at right now. Scientists try and explore this phenomenon in order to develop treatments that can help increase motivation in humans, among other things. Obviously, keeping the happy chemicals flowing in our brains is a great start. You can check out podcast episodes 58 through 63 for some great information and practical steps to boost happiness. By looking at the lives of legendary people through time, we find that the feelings of giving up was a sign that they were on the right track. Failure, bouts with imposter syndrome, insecurity, fear are all part of this wonderful success journey. You build your ladder to success with the stumbling stones that try to impede you while you're on this path. The stones can come in many ways and forms: family, friends, colleagues, finances, socio-environmental concerns, your job, where you live. Pick your poison. The distractions can come from anywhere and sometimes from unexpected sources. It's sink or swim, and that is why you may feel like giving up. But it's not too late to learn how to swim. When you feel like giving up, remind yourself of how far you've come and all the challenges you were able to overcome already. Yes, you might not be where you want to be just yet, but you are closer than you were before you started. When you feel like giving up, focus your lens on progress. Consider everything you've learned in the process. We're all born blissfully unaware and naked. We're an empty vessel. We fill ourselves up as we live life with all the things we learn. Our experiences shape us and filter our perspectives. Maybe it's time to get a new filter. How often do you change your car's oil filter? Would you say that your brain is more valuable than your car? I hope the answer is yes. The way to change your brain filter is by learning new things, having new experiences, and challenging yourself to look at your situation and life from different angles and points of view. If you feel like giving up, it's probably because you're looking at your goals and quite possibly your life in an unflattering light. Flip the script and don't look at what you haven't achieved as a form of lack. Look at what's missing as opportunities to discover, conquer, and add to your awareness. How boring would life be if you had little room for growth? Remind yourself why you want to reach your goals in the first place. Knowing the why behind your target can help you reconnect with your passion. When you feel like giving up, don't. Find one person, whether in history or now, that has achieved what you want to achieve, whether it is at a smaller scale or larger scale. Deep dive into their narrative and find encouragement in knowing they were in similar shoes on their journey to success as well. Sometimes it's a combination of people, as we are all unique. Steven Spielberg was rejected from film school. Can you believe that? J.K. Rowling was on welfare and lived in subsidized housing when she was writing Harry Potter in England. Award-winning speaker Les Brown was categorized as educable, mentally retarded by the Miami-Dade school system. Ronald Reagan was viewed as too old to become president. Harrison Ford, who was told he would never make it as an actor in Hollywood, he kept at it, and after 9 years, he started to see some success. Katy Perry and Lady Gaga both were dropped by their respective record labels. Everyone that has ever achieved success has experienced feelings of giving up. The difference between the ones that make it and the ones that don't is that they keep trying. Another strategy to tap into when you feel like giving up is to remember that you don't have to have everything figured out. Every day that you wake up, it's a new opportunity to work towards your dreams. You get another shot at finding the missing puzzle pieces and start putting them together one at a time. Time will pass, as it always does. The world does not stand still ever. Whether you work on your goals or not, there will be a tomorrow and a day after that. Days turn into weeks, the weeks into months, and the months into years. In 12 months, you'll either be a year older or not here. That is a fact. If you happen to be one of the lucky ones that is still here, do you want to look back and say, "Wow, look how far I've come," or "Wow, I shouldn't have given up"? The choice is yours. Here's a quick power-up list to help you pull out of the feeling like you want to give up on your dreams. Number one, check your self-talk. Reframe pessimistic negatives into positives by viewing them as experiences that bring you one step closer to your goals. Be grateful for them and embrace the lessons that can now be applied to shaping your process. Focus on your progress. You've come this far, so keep working towards your success. Every mountaintop is reachable if you just keep climbing. When it rains outside, do you see it as producing a dreary mess, or do you consider everything that is being nourished and will bloom because of the rain? You see, it's about a perspective shift. Shift to looking at your progress process one step at a time. Take a walk. Clear your mind. Sometimes we just need to step away for a little while. Look at the scenery, the flowers, trees, or architecture, the sky, clouds, cars, and smells. Is there anything you've never noticed before on this walk? Maybe it's the curve of a tree or the color of a banner. Take your scenery in and be present in the moment. Success is never final, and failure is never fatal. What we truly have is the here and now. Take a moment to relax and enjoy it. The other thing that you can think about is the world. The world needs your greatness. Remind yourself that the only way you can guarantee failure is if you give up. Your unique set of experiences, challenges, the good, the bad, the ugly, the times you felt like, what was the point anyway? That you are only fooling yourself. Success is for the chosen few, not you. The system is rigged. You'll never make it anyway. All those thoughts, when you keep working hard, keep getting back up again and again and again, all those things will shape your powerful story. those gray days will be the hope that someone else holds on to. If you decide to quit, you will rob someone of this opportunity to be inspired by your story because they would have seen themselves in you. It could be that they're from a similar town, are doing a similar job, graduated from the same school. It could be that their struggle is the same, though they live on another continent. It could be that your story is the one story they needed to hear to keep hope alive. Can you really afford to give up now? Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past held you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.